So finally, what was Brahma's request? Jagat Swami Prabhu Prabodham Niyatam. So may Lord Vishnu be woken up. Thereby, in order to kill these two demons, Madhu and Kaitaba. So, beautiful prayer. You must remember those verses quickly. Tam swaha tam swadhatam hi vashatkara swaratmika sudhatam akshare nitye tridha matratmika sthita ardha matra sthita nitya yanucharya viseshataha. Like that it goes. And where does it end? Prabodhancha jagat swami niyatam achyuto laghu bodhaschakriyatamasya hantum etau mahasurau. So etau mahasurau hantum, in order to kill these two demons, great demons, maha asuro, these wicked demons, Madhu and Kaitaba, O Devi, bring this Lord Vishnu to consciousness. Bodhascha kriyatam, may Lord Vishnu be woken up. Rishiruvacha. So now this, now Rishihi, don't forget, Markandeya Rishihi is narrating this story. What story? How Savarnihi, son of Surya Bhagavan, became the eighth Manuhu by the grace of Devi. And in that context, he started narrating the story of the king Surataha and the also other merchant Samadhi, and how they were of the same misfortune, how they met in an ashram, how they were talking to each other, how they approached the Rishi, and how they asked the Rishi that Medhas asked for the reason why they were suffering, etc. Then that Medhas started narrating this story. Remember all these things? If you don't remember, I'll repeat it again next class. Not me. Now, Rishi Ruvacha. Which Rishi this is? Who is this Rishi? Medhas. Okay, Medhas tells. Medhas is telling Surataha and Samadhi. Yevam stuta tada devi tamasi tatra vedhasa Vishno prabodhanarthaya nihantum madhukaitabhau. Yevam stuta tada devi tamasi tatra vedhasa Vishno prabodhanarthaya nihantum madhukaitabhau. Netrasya nasika bahu hrudaye bhyastatho rasaha nirgamya darshane tasthau brahmano vyakta janmanaha. Netrasya nasika bahu hrudaye bhyastatho rasaha nirgamya darshane tasthau brahmano vyakta janmanaha. Okay, beautiful. See, Rishihi Uvacha. Rishi Medhas continues his narration of the story. He just said, because he talked about the Maya, the king asked, oh, who is that Maya? What is her function? What is, etc. The king asked him, and he had a telling about Maya. And Maya was presented as the sleep of Lord Vishnu. And one day, at the time of Pralaya, Lord Vishnu fell asleep. Then these two demons appeared from the earth's dirt. And they're going to kill Brahma. So Brahma praised the Devi. Because he wanted Vishnu to be woken up to kill Madhu and Kaitaba. Okay, now next. Rishi tells, okay, Devi was praised in this manner. Is it clear now? when Lord Brahma finished his all the prayers, all the praise, glorifications of Lord Brahma, Rishi narrated. Then Rishi now tells, Devi was praised in this manner. Devi stuta evam. Devi evam stuta. Or evam stuta Devi. Devi was worshipped in this manner. When Devi was worshipped in this manner by Lord Brahma, tada, then what happened? She appeared. Darshane tasthau. Different word, darshane tasthau. Tasthau means sthita. Tasto is a past perfect tense. Okay, sthita. Darshane sthita means what? She remained in the vision of Brahma. Brahmanaha darshane tasthau means she appeared in front of Brahma. Brahmanaha darshane tasthau. She appeared in front of Brahma. When yada evam Devi stuta, when Devi was glorified, praised in this manner, stuta is a participle, praised in this manner, tada, then Devi brahmanaha darshane tasto, Devi appeared in front of Brahma. Okay. And how, who was the Devi? It is said, Tamasi Devi. Devi, this Nidra Devi, who is in the form of sleep. Devi means what? The absolute primordial power in the form of the sleep of Lord Vishnu is predominantly tamasic in nature. Is said to be Tamasi Devi. Tamasi Devi means what? The primordial power. Obtaining in the form of sleep of Lord Vishnu, who is predominantly tamasic, is said to be Tamasi Devi. This Tamasi Devi, who is predominantly tamasic in the form of sleep, when she was praised by Brahma in this manner, for what? Madhu kaitabau nihantum. Madhu kaitabau nihantum. To kill Madhu and Kaitaba. When Devi was praised in this manner, to kill Madhu and Kaitaba, tada tatra ved chetasa. Okay. Evam sutta tamasi Devi madhu kaitabau hantum Vishnoho prabodhanarthaya, for the sake of waking up of Lord Vishnu. Vishnoho prabodhanam means waking up. Vishnoho of Vishnu, arthaya for the sake of, prabodhanarthaya, for the sake of waking up of Lord Vishnu, in order to kill Madhu and Kaitaba, when Devi was praised in this manner, yatada tatra chetasa evam stuta tamasi Devi Madhu Kaitabau nihantum Vishnoho prabodhanarthaya. Okay, what happened? Netra asya nasika bahu hrudayebhyaha tatha urasaha nirgamya. She appeared from where? She manifested from beautiful eyes, netra, eyes, asyam, mukham. See, netra, asya. Make a note. Netra, you have to break it. Netra stands for netre, two eyes. Asyam, asya stands for asyam, the face. or mouth also. Then nasika, asya means face, nasika, nose, bahu, arms, hridayam, heart, bahu hridaye, from all of them. Okay, and uras means chest. Uras means chest. Now how many parts now? Netre, two eyes, asyam, netra, asya. Asya means face, nasika, nose, bahu stands for two hands, hridayam means heart, uras means chest. Chest. Thank you. Chest. So from all of them, how will you say? Netrasya nasika bahu hridayebhyah tatha urasaha. From all of them, fifth case, panchami. Netrasya nasika bahu hridayebhyah tatha urasaha. From the chest, arms, heart, nose, eyes, face of Lord. From face, all of them. Nirgamya. Nirgachati means emerges out. Nirgachati emerges out. Nirgamya, having emerged out. Emerged out. Devi. Brahmanaha darshane tastau. She appeared in front of Devi. Having emerged out of all these parts of Lord Vishnu, he just emerged in, stood in front of Devi, Brahma. And who is this Devi? Avyakta Janmanaha. No, sorry. Who is this Brahma? Adjective for Brahma. Brahma, Avyaktaha means Lord Shiva. Unmanifest Ishvara is called Avyakta. Janma, Avyakta Janma, Janmanaha. See, Brahma is known as Avyakta Janma. Avyakta Janma means the one who is born of Lord Shiva. Avyakta Janma means Karaneshwara, Lord Shiva. And Brahma is said to be born of Lord Shiva. See, from unmanifest for subtle manifestation, gross manifestation. Is it clear? Therefore, Lord Brahma is said to be born of Shiva. Because Shiva symbolizes unmanifest universe. Unmanifest power. Shiva is said to be the Lord endowed with the unmanifest power. Vishnu is said, Brahma is said to be the manifestation of the subtle, knowledge of subtle manifest, subtle power, manifestation. Therefore, where does subtle manifestation originate first? From unmanifest. Therefore, Brahma is said to be born of Lord Shiva, the Lord endowed with unmanifest power. And Vishnu is said to be what? Further manifestation. Therefore, Avyakta Janmanaha Brahmanaha Darshane Tasto. This Devi emerged out and appeared in front of this Brahma born of Shiva. Okay. Now, where did Devi appear from, emerge from? Netrasya nasika bahu hridayebhyaha tatha urasaha. When did she up? For what? To kill Madhu and Kaitaba. For the sake of waking up Lord Vishnu to kill Madhu and Kaitaba. When Devi was praised in this manner, Devi emerged out of the parts of Lord Vishnu and appeared in front of Brahma, who had his origin from Lord Shiva. Okay. Got it? Avyakta Janmanaha Brahmanaha. So Avyakta Janmanaha is adjective of Brahma. Got it now? You must say yes or no. I can continue. एवं स्तुता तदा देवी तामसी तत्र वेदसा. One more word, Vedasa, I haven't told you. Vedas means Sakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha, which means Brahma. Vedasa Stuta, Evam Vedasa Stuta Tamasi Devi. This Devi Nidra, who is in the form of Nidra, predominantly of Tamasic nature, when she was praised by Vedas. Vedasa Stuta means Brahmana Stuta Devi. In order to kill Madhu and Kaitaba, for the sake of waking up Lord Vishnu, then she appeared. So, Devi Kada Stita Brahmanaha Darshane Yada Vedasa Devi Stuta Evam Ka Devi Tamasi Devi Evam Stuta Kimartam Stuta Vishnoho Prabodhanarthaya Kimartam Vishnoho Prabodhanam Madhukaidvo Nihantam. When Lord Brahma, when Devi, Tamasi Devi was praised by Lord Brahma, Vedasa, in this manner, for the waking up of Lord Vishnu to kill Madhu and Kaitaba, then Devi emerged from all these parts, Netra, Asya, Nasika, Bahu, Hridayebhyah, Urasaha, Nirgamya, having appeared, and she stood in front of Lord Brahma. In Lord Brahma. Who was born of Lord Shiva. Okay, next. Uttastau cha jagannathastaya mukto janardhanaha ekarnavehi shayana tatasadadrushe chatau. उत्तस्थौ च जगन्नाथस्तया मुक्तो जनार्दनः ये कार्णवे हि शयना ततः सददृशे च तौ मधुकैटभौ दुरात्मानावतिवीर्यपराक्रमौ क्रोधरक्ते क्षणावत्तुं ब्रह्माणं जनितोद्यमौ उत्तस्थौ च जगन्नाथस्तया मुक्तो जनार्दनः ये कार्णवे हि शयना ततः सददृशे च तौ मधुकैटभौ दुरात्मानावतिवीर्यपराक्रमौ क्रोधरक्ते क्षणावत्तुं ब्रह्माणं जनितोद्यमौ. नौ वेयर शी फर्स्ट उत्तस्तौ च जगन्नाथः उत्तस्तौ उत्तस्तौ मीन्स व्हाट उत्तस्तौ हैड गॉट अप उत्तितवान उत्तस्तौ इज अ पास्ट परफेक्ट टेंस ऑफ उत्तिष्ठति उत्तस्तौ इज इक्वल टू उत्तितवान मीन्स गॉट अप फ्रॉम बेड ओके Understood. Got up from bed. So who would have got up from bed? Definitely Jagannatha. Uttastaucha Jagannatha. And Jagannatha got up. Jagannatha uttastau. Jagannatha uttitavan. Got it? Okay. Jagannatha uttitavan. Which Jagannath? Why did he wake up? Because Taya Muktaha Janardhanaha. Taya Muktaha. Because Lord Vishnu, who is Janardhanaha. Okay, Lord Vishnu, the Janardhanaha, Jagannathaha, two words for Vishnu. Jagannathaha, the Lord of the universe. Janardhanaha, the protector of the universe. The bestower of, best blessed of the universe, people, Janardhanaha, Jagannathaha, Taya Muktaha, Mukta, he was released by her. Released by whom? Released by Nidra Devi, released by sleep. Nidra, released by her, relieved by her. தயா முக்தக, தூக்கத்தினால் விடுவிக்கப்பட்ட. முக்தக விடுவிக்கப்பட்டவர், பாஸ்ட் பாசிவ் பார்ட்டிசிபிள். திஸ் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு, ஹூ இஸ் ஹி? ஜனார்தன ஜெகநாதக. திஸ் லார்டு லார்ட் தயா முக்தக, ரிலீவ்ட், ரிலீஸ்ட் பை நித்ரா தேவி. உத்தஸ்தௌ காட் அப். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் இஸ் ஓவர். தூக்கத்தினால் விடுவிக்கப்பட்ட மகாவிஷ்ணுவானவர் எழுந்தார். சிம்பிள் மீனிங். ஜெகநாதக ஜனார்தன தயா தயா நித்ரா தேவியா முக்தக உத்தஸ்தௌ. ஐ அம் ஆடிங் தி வேர்ட் நித்ரா தேவி. ஓகே, தயா அவளால். வை தயா? பிகாஸ் நித்ரா இஸ் அ தேவி, இஸ் அ ஃபெமினின் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட். தயா நித்ரா தேவியா முக்தா முக்தக உத்தஸ்தௌ காட் அப். வாட் டிட் ஹி டு? ஏகார்ணவேஹி சயனாத். ஏகார்ணவகா, ஏகார்ணவகா மீன்ஸ் வென் எவ்ரிதிங் ரிமைன்ஸ் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட், தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் ரிமைன்ஸ் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஒன் அன்டிஃபரன்ஷியேட்டட் யூனிவர்ஸ், இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி ஏகார்ணவகா, ஒன் ஓஷன். So, ஏகார்ணவே, in this one ocean where everything remains unmanifest, undifferentiated, Ahishayanath, and where did he wake up from? Ahishayanath. Ahi means, please make a note, Ahi means a snake, serpent, snake is called Ahi. Shayanam means bed. Ahishayanath from the bed of Adisesha. Adisesha only is the bed for him. You know that. Swamiji used to say, the first coil matter, matter who enjoyed Lord Vishnu, he only showed this mattress. Okay, cushion matter, what big cushion mattress? All bumpy mattress. Okay. So, Ahishayanath from the bed of Adisesha, மகாவிஷ்ணு ஜனார்தன ஜெகநாத தயா நித்ரா தேவியா முக்தக உத்தஸ்தௌ, ஹி காட் அப் ஃப்ரம் தி பெட் ஆஃப் ஆதிசேஷ. ஓகே, சயனாத், படுக்கையின், ஆதிசேஷன் படுக்கையிலிருந்து எழுந்தார். ஓகே, ததஹ தேர் ஆஃப்டர். சக தத்தக தேராவ்டர் சக சக ஜனார்தன அவர் தத்ருஷே ஓகே வி கோ நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன் மது கைட்டபௌ துராத்மானௌ அதிவீரிய பராக்கிரமௌ. ஆல் அப்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ் ஆர் மது அண்ட் கைட்டபா, த டூ டீமன்ஸ் நவ், ஹூ ஆர் தே? மது அண்ட் கைட்டபா. இவர் மது கைட்டபௌ, மது ச கைட்டபஹ ச, மது கைட்டபௌ, மது அண்ட் கைட்டபா. ஹூ ஆர் தே? துராத்மானௌ அயவாயாவ சந்திஹி. துராத்மானாவதி வீரிய பராக்கிரமௌ, பிரேக் இட், துராத்மானௌ, துர் ஆத்மானௌ, துர் மீன்ஸ் பேட், ஆத்மானௌ மீன்ஸ் மைண்டட். துராத்மானக மீன்ஸ் தீய மனதினன். துராத்மானக, ராங் மைண்டட், விக்கட் பர்சன்ஸ் கால்ட் துராத்மான். துராத்மா, துராத்மா சிங்குலர், துராத்மானோ டியூவல். துஷ்டம் மனஹ ஆத்மா எஸ்ய துராத்மா. துராத்மா சிங்குலர், துராத்மானோ டியூவல். துராத்மானோ, ராங் மைண்டட், பேட் மைண்டட், விக்கட் மைண்டட், குரூவல் மைண்டட். துராத்மானோ தீய மனதினர். ஹூ ஆர் தே? துராத்மானோ ஒய் டியூவல் மது அண்ட் கைட்டபா. அட்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ் ஆஃப் மது அண்ட் கைட்டபா, துராத்மானோ. அண்ட் ஹூ ஆர் தே? அதி வீரிய பராக்கிரமோ. பராக்கிரமஹா மீன்ஸ் பராக்கிரமஹா வீரியம் ஸ்ட்ரென்த், பராக்கிரமஹா வேலர், அண்ட் அதி வெரி. பட் ஹியர் we are not talking about the strength or the valor. We mean the people, these two demons who are endowed with great valor and strength. Ativirya parakramo. Parakramatayum viryatayum kondavargal. Ativirya parakramam. Parakramo. Ativirya parakramaha singular. Ativirya parakramo dual. These two wicked-minded Madhu and Kaitabha demons who are highly strong and valorous. Krodharaktekshanau. See, Krodharaktekshanavattum. Krodharaktekshanau. You have to say Krodharaktekshanau attum. Again, Ayavayava Sandhihi. Attum means to devour, to eat, to kill. Attum. Atti eats. Atti means eats. Attum to eat. To eat means what? To devour, to kill, to eat. Attum. Whom? Brahmanam attum. To kill Brahma. How did they look? Krodha rakta ikshanau attum. Got it? Krodha rakta ikshanau attum. Ayavayava sandhi, again make a note. See, krodha means anger. Rakta means red. Ikshanaha. Please make. Ikshanam means I. Ikshanam means I. Ikshanam means seeing. Ikshanam, seeing. Ikshanam, I. But here, Ikshanaha, one with an eyes. But how his eyes? Eyes filled with eyes. Eyes red. Color eyes with the anger. Eyes red in color expressing anger. Krodha rakta ikshanaha. Why dual? Krodha rakta ikshanau dual. Madhu and Kaitabha description. Madhu and Kaitabha description are so many now. Duratmanau, adjective number 1. Ativirya parakramo, adjective number 2. Krodha rakta ikshanau, adjective number 3. Krodha rakta ikshanaha, the one whose eyes are red because of anger. Kopathinal sivanda kangalai udayavan. Yare krodha rakta ikshanaha. But here, krodhena rakta ikshanaha, krodha rakta ikshanaha. So, krodha rakta ikshanau. Krodharaktekshanau. Gunasandhi. Krodharaktekshanau. These two demons whose eyes were red in anger, who are highly valorous and strong, wicked-minded. Okay? These demons. Brahmanam attum. Okay? These demons. And try to, you know, in order to kill Brahmadeva, janitodyamau, again adjective, janita udyamau. Janitodyamau means about to kill, when they were about to kill. When these two demons, when they're about to kill, janitodyamau, madhukaitabau, okay? This Mahavishnu saw the Madhu and Kaitabha. The simple word. This Madhu and Kaitabha, who was released by Nidra Devi, woke up from the bed of this Adisesha and he saw these two demons. Those demons also saw Mahavishnu. Taucha means what? Those two also saw Mahavishnu. But he saw those two people. Who are they? He saw whom? ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ் ஹியர், ஆல் ஆஃப் த டுவல் இன் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ். சக தத்ருஷே ஹீ சா தம், ஹீ சா திஸ் டூ, ஹீ சா ஹூம், ஹீ சா மது அண்ட் கைட்டப ஹூ வேர் அபவுட் டு கில் பிரம்மா ஹாவ் வித் ரெட் ஐஸ் இன் ஆங்கர், was highly strong and valorous, or wicked minded. So he saw wicked minded, highly strong and valorous, angry with red eyes, about to kill Brahma. He saw Madhu and Kaitaba, and Mahavishnu also saw them. எப்படி சொல்லணும்? ஆதிசேஷன் படுக்கை இருந்து எழுந்து எழுந்தார். எழுந்து துஷ்டர்களான அதிக பராக்கிரமத்தையும் சக்தியும் கொண்ட கோபத்தால் சிறந்த கண்களை கொண்ட பிரம்மாவை கொல்வதற்கு தயாராக இருந்த மது கைட்டவர்களை மகாவிஷ்ணு பார்த்தார். மகாவிஷ்ணுவையும் அவர்கள் பார்த்தார்கள். Got it? Too many adjectives, huh?
Why Janito Udyamo is to kill, about to kill?
Yeah, see, Udyamaha means effort. Udyamaha means effort. Udyamaha is equal to prayatnaha, yatnaha. Yatnaha, prayatnaha, udyamaha means effort, muyarchi. Janita means
born.
The effort, the those people in whom the effort just got, came. So, expression to say, the who are about to kill, about to kill. Janitodyamo means the effort in whom, the effort, people who made effort. Janitodyamo. In Tamil we say, yattanippargal solvaanga, yattanikkiradhu enna artham. Muyandavargal, illaya? Same in, people who made effort. The people in whom the effort was born, that they have, who made effort. Janitodyamo means people of efforts. So Lord Vishnu saw them. Big description of these demons. That's all. Okay, next. Samuthaya tatastabhyam yuyudhe bhagav. I'll do katha kalakshepam after finishing this, okay? Katha Kalakshepam, I'll become very complete different person. Then you can't enjoy, you can't read the words. Katha Kalakshepam can only give a story. Nice, make it very interesting. Okay? But you can't do the word by word meanings. Samuthaya tatastabhyam yuyudhe bhagavan harihi. The same thing you can say different. Vandar Vishnu parthar, eppadi pattadi parthar, theriyuma avargal ipdi indargal. They had different way of doing it. I need my own language for that. I can't do Katha Kalakshepam in English, okay. Samuthaya tatastabhyam yuyudhe bhagavan harihi panchavarsha sahasrani bahu prakarano vibhuhu. Now, samuthaya, again tataha comes tat. Samuthaya tatastabhyam, tataha thereafter, samuthaya. Again, samuttaya, same meaning. Samuttaya means what? Samuttishtati. Samuttishtati. Uttishtati gets up. Samuttishtati gets up. Samuttaya having got up. Having got up from the bed, understood. Having got up from the bed is not mentioned, it's understood. Tataha samuttaya, having got up from bed, who Bhagavan Harihi, who is Vibhu Bhagavan Harihi, three words. Vibhu Bhagavan Harihi, two adjectives for Hari. Vibhu Bhagavan Harihi, Samuttaya, having got up from bed, Yuyudhe, Yuyudhe means what? He fought. With whom? With those two demons, Tabhyam, our Lord, Tabhyam means what? Tena Tabhyam Taihi, with them, with those two people, okay? Lord Vishnu, having got up from bed, Lord Vishnu fought with them. How many years? Pancha Varsha Sahasrani. Pancha Varsha Sahasrani. Pancha five, Sahasram thousand. 5,000 years he fought with those two demons. And then what was his weapon? Bahu Praharanaha. Praharanam means weapon. Bahu Praharanaha means Bahu Eva Praharanam Yasya. Bahu Praharanaha. The one who had his arms themselves as weapons, using his hands as weapons, Bahu Praharanaha. Kaigalaye Aidangalaha Kondavan. Bahu Praharanaha. Using his arms as weapons, Yudhe had fought. Yuddham Kritavan. Lord Vishnu Kaha Yuddham Kritavan. Bhagavan Vibhu Bhagavan Harihi. Tabhyam Madhukaita Bhabhyam. Panchavar Sahasrani. Bahu Praharanaha Yudhe. Using his hands, arms as weapons, Lord Vishnu fought with them for 5,000 years, having got up from bed. He got up, he didn't go to bed for 5,000 years. He was fighting. Okay. Tavapyatibalonmattau Mahamaya vimohitau uktavantau varosmatto vriyatamiti keshavam tavapyatibalonmattau Mahamaya vimohitau uktavantau varosmatto vriyatamiti keshavam. So pancha varsha sahasrani. Pancha Sahasra Varshan Yavat. 5,000 years Lord Vishnu fought with them. Bahu Praharanaha, using his hands, arms themselves as weapons. Then what are they? Tau api tavapyati balon mattau. If you break it, tau api atibala unmattau. Had to break it. See, first word, break the first word now. Tavapyati balon mattau. If you break it, tau api atibala unmattau. Are you able to break now? Tau, Sachin, tau api tavapi. Ayavayava sandhi. Tau api, those two also. Avirvarum. Avirvar koda. Tau api, they both also. Ati bala, tau api ati, again api ati, end sandhi, tavapyati bala, very strong. Unmattau, unmattau means highly proud, unmat, highly intoxicated, deluded. So, though they both also, highly intoxicated, very proud, with great strength, atibala unmattau, those two. Mahamaya vimohitau, atibala unmattau, mahamaya vimohitau, and they are highly deluded by Mahamaya. Mahamaya grabbed her, grabbed their intellect. When Mahamaya grabs their buddhi shakti, they completely, they do not have knowledge of right and wrong. Mahamaya, the buddhi shakti, the knowledge of right and wrong has been totally grabbed away by Mahamaya. Therefore, they have been now deluded by Mahamaya. They're given to delusion by Mahamaya. Mahamayaya vimohitaha, vimohitau. They both were deluded by Mahamaya, but they are very proud of their great strength, atibala unmattau, being very proud they were very proud of their great strength, and Tauvapi, though they both also deluded by Mahamaya, they say Uktavantau, they said to Lord Vishnu, Keshavam Uktavantau, Uktavan singular, Uktavantau plural. They both say dual, Uktavantau, Madhu and Kaitabau, Keshavam Uktavantau, they said to Lord Keshava. Keshava is Mahavishnu, said to Lord Vishnu, who was fighting with them. Okay, Keshavam Uktavantau. Who are they? Who are they? Atibala Unmattau, Tau, Mahamaya Vimohitau, Madhu Kaitaba, Madhu and Kaitaba, those two Madhu and Kaitaba demons were proud of their great strength and who had been deluded by Mahamaya, said to Keshava, what did they say? Asmat varaha asmattaha vriyatam. Varaha asmattaha vriyatam iti. Varaha, nominative case. Varaha, boon. Asmattaha, from us. Asmattaha, from us. Vriyatam, may be asked. May the boon be asked from us. May the boon be asked from us. Vriyatam means Vriyatam, may it be chosen. May the boon be chosen from us. May the boon be asked from us. It's a passive voice sentence. Imperative passive voice. Let the boon be asked from us. Let the boon be chosen from us. Thus, endru, varam, engadavirundu varam ketkapadattum endru, Keshavanai avargal sonnargal. They both said to Keshava, come on, let the boon be asked from us. Okay? This is called pride, okay? Ati bala unmattau. They're very proud of their strength, great strength. Ati bala unmattaha. Unmattaha means what? Very proud. Intoxicated with the pride. They having the intoxication of pride of their great strength. Atibala unmattau, tau, Mahamaya vimohitau, Mahamaya, said to Keshava, thus, come on, let the boon be chosen from us. Asmattaha varaha vriyatam, make a note, it's an imperative passive voice sentence, let the boon be chosen from us. Boon, varaha is nominative case. Okay. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan says now. Okay. How dare these fellows are asking me to ask boon from them? They don't ask for boon from Bhagavan. They want Bhagavan to ask for boon from them. This is what is what? It's called Bhatibala Unmatta. Unmattata. Okay. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhaveta madhya metushtau mama vadhyavu bhavapi kiman yena varenatra yeta vadhyavratam maya. Bhaveta madhya metushtau mama vadhyavu bhavapi kiman yena varenatra yeta vadhivratam maya. So Mahavishnu tells, bhavetam. See, bhavetam, again, second person imperative, bhavatu bhavetam. Bhavetam, may you both become. Bhaveta means you want Bhaveta. May you both become. Bhavetam dual here. Okay, Bhavetam. May you both become. What should become now? Badhyau Bhavetam. Badhyau means destructible. may you both become destructible. Vadyaha destructible, singular. Vadyau destructible. May you both become destructible, mama, for me. And tushtau. May adya ubhau api, adya today, now, ubhau api, both of you, may tushtau. If you are happy, happy with me. Tushtau, if you are pleased with me, may tushtau. May means what? With reference to me, if you have, pleased, okay, may, you are happy with me, you are pleased with me, then may you both become destructible by me, destructible for me. Look at this. They ask him to ask for boons. Bhagavan says, if you both are pleased with me, satisfied with me, happy with me, may tushtau, bhavapi may tushtau, mama vadhyau bhaveta, may you both become destructible for me. Atra anyena varena, now by which other boon, anyena varena, kim anyena varena, kim, what is the use of any other boon? By any other boon, what is the use? He maya etavat vrutam. This much alone has been chosen by me. This alone has been my choice. Etavat, ivvalvudan, vrutam chosen maya by me. This is what is chosen by me. I mean, this is my choice. This is my boon. This is what I ask from you. May you both become destructible by me, for me. Got it? Okay. So Bhagavan tells them, Vadhyau bhavetam, Vadhyau bhavetam, Vadhyaha, destructible, Vadhyau, both destructible, bhavetam, may you become both destructible by me. Anyena varena kim, what is the use of any other boon? This is indeed, maya, by me, etavat vritam, this much alone is chosen, this much alone is my desire asked by me. Rishiruvacha, Rishi said, vanchita bhyamiti tada sarvamapomayam jagat. Vanchita bhyamiti tada sarvamapomayam jagat. Vilokyatabhyam gadito bhagavan kamalekshanah. Avam jahina yatrorvi salilena paripluta. Vanchitabhyamiti tada sarvamapomayam jagat. Vilokyatabhyam gadito bhagavan kamalekshanah. Avam jahina yatrorvi salilena paripluta. Okay, vanchitabhyam iti tada sarvam apomayam jagat. Iti vanchitabhyam. Vanchitabhyam iti, if you take the first word of iti first. Iti means thus, ividam. Thus should be taken as in this manner. Vanchitabhyam. Now, vanchita means cheated. Vanchita, past passive participle, cheated. Vanchitaha, vanchitau, they both were cheated. In this manner, they both were cheated. Vanchitau. By those two people who were cheated, vanchitabhyam. Ividam yematra pattavarhalal. Who tabhyam. In this manner, who were cheated, in this manner, by those two demons who were cheated, tabhyam vanchitabhyam. Tabhyam vanchitabhyam. In this manner, by those people who were cheated, sarvam jagat apomayam. Okay, sarvam jagat, entire universe, apomayam. The whole universe was filled with water. Ulaham ulvadam ஜலமயமாக இருந்தது ஆனது. Let me tell you whole thing gradually, okay? Now, urvi yatra salilena na paripluta. Urvi yatra salilena paripluta. Urvi means earth. Please listen to me gradually. Urvi, they are going to tell them now. Urvi yatra, urvi means earth. Salam means water. Na paripluta. Paripluta participle. Paripluta means drowned. Urvi yatra salilena na paripluta. Where the earth is not completely immersed. The water means it was kept unmanifest, and they are asking where the earth is not immersed fully. Yatra urvi sailena na paripluta, where the universe is not, the earth is not completely immersed, there avam jahi. O Lord Vishnu, may you kill us. Avam us jahi, kill. May you kill us. Where the earth is not completely immersed in water, in that place may you kill us. So why do they ask that? Because they saw the entire world being immersed in water. Sarvam jagat apomayam vilokya. These two demons are very clever. They saw the entire universe being immersed in water. Seeing that universe being immersed in water, they told Lord Vishnu, okay, you avam jahi, may you kill us in a place where the earth is not fully immersed in water. Paripluta na. Yatra urvi salilena na paripluta. Where the earth is not drowned, completely immersed in water, there you kill us. Thus, Kamalekshanaha Bhagavan Gaditaha. Then Bhagavan Vishnu, the lotus-eyed Lord Vishnu, Kamala Ikshanaha, means lotus-eyed Lord Vishnu was told. Gaditaha was told. Gadati tells. Gadita was told. Past passive participle. Who was told? Bhagavan Gaditaha. Kamalekshanaha Bhagavan Gaditaha. Lord Vishnu, the lotus-eyed Lord, was told. Thus, what was he told? May you kill us, O Lord Vishnu, where the earth is not totally immersed in water. Okay, may you kill us in a place where the earth is not totally immersed in water. Why did they say? They saw the earth being immersed in water. Sarvam jagat apomayam vilokya. Seeing the entire universe being filled with, universe being immersed in water, they told Lord Vishnu, may you kill us in a place where the earth is not totally immersed in water. So, thus Vishnu was told by whom? By Vanchitabhyam Tabhyam. By those two demons who were cheated. Lord Vishnu was told, seeing the entire universe being immersed in water, that may you kill us in the place where universe is not immersed in water. They thought Lord cannot kill them. Why? There's no place where earth is not immersed in water. They saw apomayam விலோக்கிய, சர்வம் ஜெகத் ஆபோமயம் விலோக்கிய, விலோக்கிய ஹேவிங் சீன், தே சா த வேர்ல்ட் பீங் இம்மர்ஸ்ட் இன் வாட்டர். சோ ஹேவிங் சீன் த வேர்ல்ட் பீங் இம்மர்ஸ்ட் இன் வாட்டர், okay, Lord Vishnu was told, means what they told Lord Vishnu, may you kill us. Sentence again, passive voice sentence. Tabhyam tabhyam vanchitabhyam bhagavan kamalekshanaha evam gaditaha. Lord was told in this manner, okay, oh Lord Vishnu, come on, may you kill us. Yatra urvi sailena na paripluta. Urvi is another word for prithivi, feminine word. That's why na paripluta. I'm going to stop now. Okay, 101. We'll stop. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.